Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Ham Nation is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of Ham Nation is brought to you by DX Engineering. DX Engineering offers practically everything you need to outfit your shack, plus the fastest shipping in the industry. In-stock items ship the same day, Monday through Friday until 10 p.m. Eastern. For more information, visit DXEngineering.com/HamNation. And by Hover. Finding the perfect domain name is incredibly easy with Hover. Go to Hover.com/HamNation and save 10% off your first purchase. And by ICOM. For more information, visit ICOMAmerica.com/HamNation.
This is Ham Nation, episode number 301, May 24, 2017. We are joined by Leo Laporte, the head twit. Hello, everybody. It's Bob Heil and a whole bunch of people behind me, a whole bunch of people out there waiting to be behind me, and we're going to have a big time. This really is show number 301, but we're all kind of like looking at it like 300. That's why I'm all dressed in my best suit. And we're going to have a whole bunch of fun. Before we start all of this, let's just take a little look and see who got to get out of the mud at Xenia. I think, Gordo, you made it, didn't you?
I did. A great time. And happy 300th to the chat room and to those that made us where we are today. Back to you, Bob.
You had a bird on your cheek for a while, though, I hear, right? You want to talk about
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
I know. You don't want to talk about that. Look like that's okay. Anyway, Don, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm not quite as snazzed up as you guys, but I am wearing the Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting shirt, and that's pretty special. And I have a co-host tonight. I have Flat Don on a Stick. The Newsline people did this for me, and there were four of them. And I got to tell you, it's quite disturbing. The most disturbing, though, was probably the life-size stand-up of me in the kilt. And something special we'll have tonight. Yeah. We'll have the first ever Ham Nation wardrobe change. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to be changing wardrobe later on in the show, a little something that the Newsline folks got me. And on a related note, because the Newsline folks did this for me, we'll be taking auditions to replace the entire Newsline production staff later on in the show. So stand by for that. Happy 301, everyone.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Well, let's kick it off here. George is in the wings. Valerie is in the wings. Amanda's in the wings. And who knows who else. But we're going to have a word from our special number one twit, Leo.
Wow, I can't believe it. Hello, everybody at Ham Nation. Hi, Bob. Hi, Gordo. Hey, Amanda. Hey, everybody. I am so excited. I heard this is your 300th episode of Ham Nation. It's what? 300? Did I miss last week? I heard it's your 301st episode of Ham Nation. Good job.
All right.
W6TWT, great to see you. 7-3 to some of the smartest people I've ever met. Nice to see you again.
Wow.
And congratulations, wow. Even if it's a little bit late on 300 episodes. Take care, guys.
Thank you very much. We're a little bit late, too, but it all happened because Dayton fell right on the middle of it. But that's okay. We made it, and everybody was in good shape. I have to show you one thing. About three years ago, this couple came to me with their little baby, Maggie. And she has said her first words. And we recorded her first word. She came and said it for us. Let's have this little short video of Maggie. Catch her.
All right, one more time. Can you say real big? What do you say? Real big. See, what do you tell the mic?
18.
Very good.
What's her name?
Maggie.
Her name is Maggie.
And Maggie,
how old is she?
She's two.
She's two.
Yes.
Well, you have to be very proud of her, Seth.
Very proud. Yeah, I'm determined she'll be a ham one day.
Maybe when she's three?
Yes.
We hope. We do hope so. We'll bring her back to see you.
Thank you.
We're hoping by next hamvention.
Bye, Maggie.
Well,
she's going to do it again.
Huh? Say it again.
They came around two or three times that day, and she was just hollering CQ like crazy. Well, guess what? This year, she's a little bigger, and they brought her around. Look how cute she is. And they say that every time Ham Nation comes on, why, she starts yelling for all of us. Isn't that great? I just had to show you that because I thought it was really cute. But she'll be a ham someday. I guarantee you Seth will make sure of that. Well, let's take a little move here. And I think what we'll do is go see what Gordo's got. I think he and Don's got something special. So see what you got going, Gordo.
All right. Well, I want to remind everybody that this weekend is the Wyoming ARRL Rocky Mountain Convention, May 26, 27, and 28. And Cody, Susie, and I have been there, and we had a great time. Weekend after next, Bob, is CPAC. Yeah. CPAC in Seaside, Oregon, June 2, 3, and 4. And these are great conventions, and I have a whole list of more, but they're several weeks away, so we'll get back to those this week. But you know, Bob, with the 600 volunteers at the new Greene County Fairgrounds ham site that Dara presented, 20 food vendors, thousands of ham radio operators, one of the biggest things was D-Star. And we had a lot of questions about, well, I don't have a D-Star repeater in my local area. So Don, W6GPS, says we've got a cure for that. So let's quickly go to Don, recorded near the HamFest site. So Don, take it away on portable operation and mobile operation of a hotspot for D-Star. Don?
Hey, it's Don, W6GPS, and yes, I survived Dayton 2017. Hey, a lot of questions I got asked about D-Star. One of the biggest questions was, hey, how do I get on D-Star without a repeater? And folks, it's real easy. We use what they call hotspots. Hotspots are digital access points. So you transmit to a hotspot, goes to the internet, and then spits it out in the D-Star network. So some of the show-and-tell goodies I had there at Dayton was my collection of hotspots that I have, and various sizes and various uses. I use the Kenwood D74 radio. That's what I was demonstrating, and I use this with my hotspot, or you can use any of the ICOM D-Star radios with a hotspot also. So for mobile use, I use a Verizon Jetpack, really compact, get about 5 or 6 hours on a charge. And what I do is I speak to my real small Raspberry Pi Zero W, and that's what I just sit in the ashtray. It goes wireless. And then what I do is I hook it up to a battery. So I could keep this battery plugged into the Raspberry Pi or my hotspot so I don't lose my information, but it's also got a port in there so I could charge it as I'm going. So I've seen a lot of these Pis and hotspot configurations, and this is one that I was working on. It's a Raspberry Pi Zero. It's got a little battery underneath there, something that I would use mobile. That way it keeps the settings in if I happen to turn the car off, maybe to get some gas or go to the restroom. You know what I'm talking about. So that's a little thing that I was putting together. And then I've got a DV Mega. This is a single channel DV Mega. But one thing good about these is, besides D-Star, it has other things like DMR and Fusion. I'm not too sure about the DV Mega, which one it does. It does have multiple ones. But the other very, very popular hotspot is the Open Spot. I don't have one here with me today. It was out on loan with my friend out in the West Coast. And anyway, that has multiple digital formats. So I kind of got really kind of crazy here and wanted to build myself because the Kenwood has a 220 in it. I can work D-Star in 220, which means lots of room to talk on. But it's a touch screen, and I can use a Bluetooth keyboard to communicate to it. On the back here, I got my DVAP, and I will say this, of all the hotspots that I've been using, the most dependable, always gets on the reflectors and the reflectors is the DVAPs, and there's three versions, 2 meters, 220, and 440. Open spot is nice because if you lose the power or you go to different locations, you can set your default reflector in there. So the open spot is a very good hot spot. I wish I had one here to show you. But anyway, it's real easy. When you, I kind of like the screen here because I can see what's going on. So when I make a transmission, hey, it's W6GPS, anybody around for a quick signal report. What's nice about this touch screen, Raspberry Pi screen, is I can actually see what's going on, see what's happening. So hopefully somebody's going to come back here. Ah, but you know what? I forgot to link it.
Operator,
so I'm going to link it to a reflector, 30 Charlie, and let's see what happens.
Remote system link.
There we go. First time, every time. W6GPS, anybody around for a quick signal report on the video? W6GPS Chattanooga, just a quick one.
Okay, this is N2OWE. My name is George, and I'm located in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. This is 5100, an ICOM 5100, and I'm driving in my vehicle right now, and you're sounding really good here.
Okay, real fine. Just take a standby here. Let me sign off. I'm just about done with the video. Thanks for coming back to me, W6GPS. Anyway, let me just turn that down. But you can see the information came across here, and that's kind of nice. So if I'm changing reflectors, if I'm going to other repeaters and things like that, I can see what's going on. So this is just a quick, short, hey, I don't have a repeater in my area, D-Star repeater in my area. This is one of the best ways of getting on as a hotspot. And the other thing is, because you're only 3 feet away from your antenna or maybe 10 feet away, I could turn this down to extra low power, and talk all day with my Kenwood THD74. A happy, happy addition to the D-Star family is a Kenwood THD74. So this is Don, W6GPS. Happy 300th. Plus one episodes of Ham Nation. Back to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. And yes, we are celebrating our 300th. Yes, there's no alcohol in here. Susie assures me it's strictly, there you go, Canada Dry. And we are so excited about the Hamvention. Mitch Stern, W1 Sierra Juliet, was the one teaching the ham class there on scene. And he's graduated some brand new hams. And let me tell you, then back to you, Bob, the Hamvention group took testing real serious, 250 examinations. And for those that made the exam, over 75%, either upgrade or new hams, they had call signs or upgrade call signs in 4 hours through the Laurel VEC system. Wow, what a deal. So I can't wait to celebrate 300. Don, thank you so much for joining us. And Bob, back to you.
Okay.
They're calling you now.
Should come right up, and we should have something happening. I'll tell you what. Let's. I want to stand by here just a second. We're trying to get somebody happening here, everybody.
Okay, and that's fine, Bob. I'll let you go ahead, and we've got a very special guest I think Bob is working on, and just to interrupt. But thanks to all the chat room for rooting us on during the big get-together at Dayton, Ohio. The weather was relatively good except for a couple of huge thunderstorms, and over the PA system, very calmly they said, take shelter, take shelter. And it was not quite a tornado through Xenia this time, but it was quite a windstorm. And everybody did fine. The exhibits were great. So, Bob, I think you've got a special guest that you're working up, so I will stand by. And again, chat room, this is our 300th. That's the number 3. That's a 0. And yes, we're going to continue for our 300th and first and second to do more CWCW. There you go. Bob, back to you.
So hang on just a minute. All right, guys, we're trying to put all these things together here tonight. Some's working and some didn't, but that's the way it goes. I tell you what, let's bring Valerie in here. Let's see. Well, you didn't have her up, though, do you? So
we could.
Don is probably ready.
We could do Don.
Don's always ready.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Don. But go ahead, Don, and do your thing, and keep in touch with me on the intercom. Okay.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and get into the news of the week then with Amateur Radio Newsline, shall we? From Amateur Radio Newsline Report, number 2064, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. Hamvention 2017 is in the books, and we're still going through our notes and interviews, so look for a full report in upcoming newscast. Of course, a big part of Hamvention is the awards. On a recent episode of his podcast, Ham Talk Live, Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, caught up with a 2017 Amateur of the Year, Frank Bauer, KA3HDO. Frank's chairman of ARIS, the amateur radio on the International Space Station.
It's hard to believe that 2 weeks after the first crew came on board, we inaugurated the amateur radio station, and we've been operational ever since. And so that was back in November of 2000. Since then, we've done over 1,000 contacts. We're almost up to 1,100 contacts at this point. And what the team has accomplished has been phenomenal. Being able to allow hams around the world to talk to the astronauts on orbit when we get a crew member that interested in talking to hams on the ground, and all of the students and getting students excited about amateur radio. That's a very important thing, not only excited, but actually getting licensed.
Bauer also reflected on the connection between space and ham radio.
This is that melding of amateur radio into other activities, scientific activities and engineering activities, where this hobby is just phenomenal. And I'm forever grateful for the fact that I got involved in amateur radio, because it has helped my career and it has helped everyone on Earth from that perspective.
Congratulations to Frank and all of the 2017 winners. A notorious former ham has become a silent key. Mike Askins, KE5CXP, has more on the passing of K1MAN.
A former radio amateur, long known for his disputes with the FCC over malicious interference and other illegal transmissions, has become a silent key. Glenn Baxter of Belgrade, Maine, died May 5th. He first became a licensed amateur in 1956, but at the time of his death, Baxter had long since lost his amateur extra call sign, K1MAN, which is now held by another radio operator. Baxter was well known for his enforcement battles with the FCC and his disputes with the ARRL. He lost his license in 2014 when the FCC denied his renewal application based on his failure to pay a $10,000 fine from previous violations. An obituary on the Maine Today website said that Baxter was a registered professional engineer. Glenn Baxter was 75.
When it comes to ham radio, there's homebrew, and then there's homebrew.
How can a portable HF MagLoop antenna help an aging system of UHF and VHF repeaters? Actually, it can save the day when it becomes a homebrew fundraising project for a ham club. Rob Fissel, K2RWF president of the Tri-County Radio Association in Union, New Jersey, said this MagLoop was the right choice at the right time.
W2LI has been in existence now for over 80 years at this point. One of the big things that we provide is a very wide area coverage of repeater system, both VHF and UHF, and that equipment is starting to show its age. We wanted to be proactive about coming up with replacements for it and ensuring that, you know, whatever we bought would last us for a decade or two to come. And rather than kind of wait for something bad to happen, we thought we'd take the proactive approach of fundraising and work to get the money ourselves.
Work is just what they did. Gathering on weekends with antenna components, they held antenna building parties. Working assembly line style, they have already shipped 40 MagLoops and the club continues to receive pre-orders for the next batch.
It's a club-raising effort, and people like the concept that not only are they getting a quality product, but they're also supporting a cause at the same time.
The antennas cost $165, and every sale helps the bottom line, says Rob. Best of all, this venture is all about hams building something for other hams. And in turn, it's about hams buying something that will benefit fellow hams. Like a MagLoop antenna itself, the effort all comes full circle. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT.
We're in the final days in the nominating period for the 2017 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Young Ham of the Year Award. Nominations close May 31st. You can find the nominating form on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. We'll present the award at the Huntsville, Alabama Ham Fest in August. And for the rest of this week's Amateur Radio News, please listen to the full Amateur Radio Newsline report online on a repeater near you or on shortwave radio station WTWW at 9930 and 5085 kilohertz. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news for four decades and counting at www.arnewsline.org. With Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, Mike Askins, KE5CXP, Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team across the globe. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, 73. We'll see you next time here on Ham Nation. Good stuff as always. Now, this is normally where we have Dr. T in her video, but she is having computer issues tonight and was not able to put the video together. But she sent me some images to tell you, so we'll pull the first one up, Brian, if you would. She says that a solar storm launched yesterday and looks to hit the Earth May 26th. This does not bode well for Ham Nation 300, unfortunately. NOAA prediction models show it should hit sometime after noon GMT. And there's a picture of the solar storm launch right there. And next one, although the storm is not fast moving, aurora should be possible down to mid-latitude starting on the 26th and into the 27th. The amateur radio bands will likely have issues through the 27th and into the 28th before things begin to improve. However, there might be nice pockets of noisy but good propagation if the storm isn't too strong. And the next one shows the NOAA prediction model picture showing impact on May 26th. And, of course, you can follow Dr. T on Twitter. We encourage you to do that at Tamitha Scove is her Twitter. So by all means, give her a follow on Twitter and you will absolutely love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about DX Engineering right now. This episode of Ham Nation brought to you by DX Engineering, one of our great partners. Now, DX Engineering showcased a ton of new products at Hamvention and in their latest spring 2017 catalog. And if you could not make it to Dayton or you haven't got the catalog yet, here are some of the latest products to hit the DX Engineering shelves. There is a new DX Engineering 60-meter vertical conversion kit. Smart way to get an impressive presence on 60 meters. This kit allows you to modify the popular DX Engineering 43-foot multiband vertical antenna for exclusive 60-meter operation. It includes a base, antenna extension, Comtech Ballon, and all the necessary hardware. Optional kit includes the DX Engineering patented radio plate. And Phonema has just introduced the Miranda desktop speaker, designed to complement the modern, more compact radios from ICOM, Kenwood, and Yaesu. Has a wide frequency response, 83 dB of sensitivity, allowing the Miranda speaker to deliver a sublime listening experience. With a small footprint and a low price tag, DX Engineering's Trans World antennas are a great way to get on HF. They're rugged, they're robust, they're suitable for both temporary and permanent installations, and DX Engineering has created several Transworld antenna packages tailored to specific bands and operating environments. And you visit dxengineering.com, you can see all of the Transworld antenna configuration. And of course, summertime is coming, and DX Engineering plans to introduce several new products, including the new NCC2 filters and a 60-meter standalone vertical. Those are in the works. And in light of its recent acquisition of Clifton Labs, DX Engineering will be re-releasing several of Jack Smith's most popular preamps and amplifiers. Expect to see those Clifton Labs products later on in the summer. And if you did not get a new DX Engineering catalog, well, just visit dxengineering.com and request one. You can do that now. You can do it after the show ends. You can do it anytime because dxengineering.com is, of course, open 24/7, 365. And you know DX Engineering ships faster than anybody else in the industry. If you get your order in by 10 p.m. Eastern and it's in stock, it'll be on a trek headed your way tonight with proven products and expert advice. DX Engineering helps you shrink the globe. Request your catalog or shop online 24/7, 365 at dxengineering.com/hamnation. They're a big part of what we do here at DX Engineering is, and we thank them so much for their support of what we do here on Ham Nation. I want to show you some pictures. I showed you, of course, Flat Dawn on a stick here. The Newsline crew did this for me, and there's, well, I don't think that really needs much. Just go ahead and run through these real quick, Brian. There's some more Flat Dawn on a stick and 3D Dawn back there. There's Valerie. She's never looked better or worse. And there, well, that's just scary. I really don't know what to say about the Newsline crew for doing this goofy stuff. Oh, look, Flat Dawn on a stick made it to Hera. Well, he's in the wrong spot. And there's the stand-up. Oh, my Lord, just funny as all. Dr. T and Kevin Trotman, one of the Newsline guys. And that's my son, Tyler. He was walking around drumming up business for our friend Neil Rapp's Ham Talk Live podcast, Hammy. And, of course, if you took a selfie with Hammy, there's Chris. And Skyler, former Young Ham of the Year, there's Katie Allen. If you took a selfie with Hammy and you hashtagged it Ham Talk Live, you're in the drawing for some nice ham radio prizes. So if you have any Hammy selfies, by all means, put those on there. Great time was had by all. It was a great father-son trip, too, I got to say. And we just had the best time, Bob. Just really enjoyed Dayton and really enjoyed the new venue this year at Greene County. I think they hit a home run. Of course, there were issues. There's going to be issues anytime you try to move something of this magnitude, the largest ham radio gathering on the planet. But to do it all in 9 months, they are to be applauded. Seriously. So, Bob, that's all from me. Back to you.
Okay, very good. And Dr. T was the star. I tell you, everybody was after to take pictures, and it was really great to see you there. And I hope that you can make it back next year. But who knows? We'll see. That's down the road a bit. Well, I want to run through some pictures. Kevin took a really nice group of pictures, and this gives you some really good indication of what Xenia was this year. So let's roll those pictures and see how it all worked out for us. That's the forum. There were a lot of people that I think there were right at 300 and some seats in that room. And there we were. Who knows what he was doing?
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I introduced her, and she was so embarrassed that we introduced her. Like, wait a minute, you're the star. And she was really blushing about all of that. But and there was our great friend Dan in K9LVS. He's the wiki guy, and that was really good to see him. And that was a great picture. We got a couple of Steve, UDI, and Dr. T. That was really good. But we were all up on stage and doing our thing, all the hosts and so on. And there the DMR and Echolink guys were all with us. And of course, there's Dale and Kevin in the back. We had the whole crew there, and that was unusual. The only thing we missed was Amanda, and that was awful. Now, this was the ARRL booth. We all went over there. And Tom Gallagher, the CEO, had a 300 salute to Ham Nation. And boy, do we love that. We'll have some video about that here in just a little. And that's most of the group that took care of the booth. We had a special booth for Newsline and for Ham Nation, as we do every year. And those were some of the people you hear on Newsline. So we were really happy. It worked out so well. And I was really happy that we were able to get the Newsline and Ham Nation booth together. That was really top drawer for me. I wasn't sure that we were going to pull it off, and a lot of things happened, but we made it come together. So that's great. And thank you very much, Kevin, for all those great pictures. That was a lot of chore and editing and stuff. Well, while I was in Dayton, I cannot tell you how many people came to me and we discussed the Pine Board project. I'm not going to get into it here much. I just want to let you know that we haven't forgotten you. But we'll get back on it next week when I get back to Pleasant Hope. I'm going to be back there tomorrow morning, actually. But we haven't forgotten. And just to refresh, so many ask me what was coming up. And of course, we've just finished the power supply. And this was one of the number one questions about the parts for the preamp. So there it is. Now you can go to the website, heilsound.com. Go to our website. We're not selling you anything. Go all the way down to the bottom of the ham radio side. And we have a whole section for Pine Board, and we've got comments you can leave there, questions and answers. But all of the nice diagrams that Gene, W4IQ, and he's done some beautiful drawings, as you all know, if you've been keeping up with us, all of those drawings are there. This particular list is there. So you can go and see all of that at heilsound.com. Down at the bottom. But we will be back next week. We're going to get into kind of really beginning to build the preamp. And from there, I've got a couple of directions, and we'll explain all that. I just don't want to take a lot of time here, but I told everybody I'd give you that particular piece of information about the parts, but you can get it from our website too. So we're all cooking, and I can't wait to get back, because Friday morning I'll turn my Pine Board on and I'll talk to Richard. It's about 200 miles away from me. We get to talk each morning on 3885, and I miss it all. But that's the way it goes. We have to go to Dayton, and we had a good time there. The food was great. Let me tell you, the food, the homemade ice cream was really good. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was homemade, wasn't it? Yes. We had some pictures of that somewhere coming up. But before we get into all that, let's see something about Hover. I think, Don, you got some information about this, don't you?
I do, as a matter of fact. This episode of Ham Nation brought to you by Hover, another one of our great partners. When you have a great idea for your blog or your startup, the key is your online presence, and that starts with the domain name. You got to have a great domain name, and with Hover, it is incredibly easy to set up your domain name with the most popular website builders. Hover has over 400 domain extensions. Of course, if you want a .com or a .net, they can do that, but there are niche designs like .design and .tech. There are quirky extensions like .pizza, .ninja, .horse. Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, our newsline editor-in-chief, she would probably like .squirrel. Whatever you like, you can find it. And once you find your domain, you can use Hover to connect to set up your domain automatically with your website in just a few clicks. I wonder if they have flat Don on a stick, dot flat Don on a stick. That's probably too long. You can also use it to get more on-brand or professional email addresses. And your domain works with whatever email programs that you're already using. When all you want to do is buy a domain name or an email address, you shouldn't have to opt out of page after page after page of add-ons that you don't want or you don't need. That's why Hover only offers domains and email, so you can focus on finding a great domain name and get back to working on your great idea. And unlike most other domain providers, Hover includes free Whois privacy with all their supported domains to keep your information confidential. And if you already have multiple domains scattered across other domain providers, you can save money by consolidating them and bringing them all over to Hover. Eligible domains will include Whois privacy. And with volume discounts, the more domains you have in your account, the more of a discount Hover will automatically apply to your account. With Hover, there's no more digging through help articles to figure out how to get your domain working. If you need a hand, just give them a call. Hover's awesome tech support team is there to help you. No annoying phone trees or transferring to another department. You get right through. Find a domain name for your idea. Go to hover.com/hamnation. Get 10% off your first purchase. hover.com/hamnation. Hover for your domain name for your ideas. It's a great great resource, and we certainly hope that you take advantage of that. I think now we should flip over to Valerie. And Valerie, please, for God's sake, don't have my face over your face. That's just too disturbing.
I think maybe next year you can do your face on mine, on my body.
Ooh,
that'll be good.
Now that'd be interesting. That'd be scary.
Whoa,
I like it. I'm good for that. Hey, any, you know, whatever. I'm up for it.
Hey, so in the theme of Xenia, I got a little bit of DX and contest news. Just for those of you wanting to know, DX Expedition of the Year was won this year by the VK0 Echo Kilo Group. that went to Heard Island. Well deserved. That was a rough trip. Also inducted into the contest, CQ's Contest Hall of Fame, was Kilo One Tango Tango Tango. That's Dave Robbins, along with TV Bob, November 6 TV. And inducted into the CQ DX Hall of Fame, posthumously, was Bill Moore, November Charlie One Lima, along with this guy. You want to show that photo, Brian?
Yeah.
Yep, Jerry made it into the DX Hall of Fame, so that was a very nice surprise for us. So, but that's all I got for DXing and contesting. But what I want to talk about tonight is, obviously, we're going to kick off our special event stations. If you go to any one of our special event stations, you can learn more details on this. I'm just going to kind of glimpse over some of the things going on. But we've got Whiskey Zero Hotel, Whiskey One Hotel, I'm Whiskey Nine Hotel. I mean, you go online to any of our QRZ page, we're going to list all of the special event stations. We also are going to have four. we're also going to have a D-Star special event station that's going to be on 14 Charlie. If you want to know more about that, if you go to hamnationdstar.net, you can get more information on that. Also, we have on DMR, and that's Talk Group TAC 311. They're going to be a special event as well. Echolink is going to be on Dewdrop In number 355800, or go to dewdropin.net. And then also, Gordo's going to be doing Fusion, so I'm not even sure how that works, what frequencies that'll be on, but maybe Gordo can come back and talk a little bit about that. And as we get on the air, we're allowed to self-spots. You can find us on the cluster. We're also going to be posting it on our Facebook page, Ham Nation on Twit. If you go there on Facebook, we'll be posting it there along with Twitter. So there's a lot of places to find out where our special event stations are going to be on beginning tonight and going till for a week. So we're going to be on the air for 7 days. And we've also got, in addition to just the special event stations, because ham radio is more than just operating on HF or these digital modes. So we have a Ham Nation Challenge, and in honor of it being our 300th episode, is to try and get to at least 300 points. And if you go to any of our QRZ pages, Whiskey Nine Hotel, I have it up there, or any of the other ones, we have a whole list of different things you can do, different challenge points you can win by doing different things in the spirit of Ham Nation. So if you build a kit that's a Randy George or Bob's Pineboard project, you'll get points for building a kit, and you're allowed to do so many to get more points. So if you submit a chat room question to Amanda and she uses it, you get points for that. You work somebody on D-Star Fusion or things like that, you get points for that. You can submit a Ham Nation video or a ham radio video to Dale and get some points, or a show us your shack photo. There's easy stuff like liking us on Facebook, and there's toughies like getting your technician or upgrading your license, or working a public service event, operating in a contest. So all kinds of different ways for you to earn points. And what we're going to do, this is going to end August 31st. So you have a lot of time to complete these points. At the end of August 31st, the three highest point getters, we're going to bring on the show. So get out there, show your spirit of Ham Nation, and become a well-rounded ham, because there's all kinds of stuff in there for you to do. And we'll bring you on the show, hopefully. So hopefully I'll be working you guys right after the show. I'm going live tonight. I'm not sure if it's going to be 40 or 80, but watch for me on the cluster or on the Facebook page. So that's all I've got. So I'm going to head it over to George.
Okay, Val. It was great to see you and everyone else there at Hamvention this year. Someone asked me a moment ago, wow, I don't know what to say about that. You dress your son as a pig, and then you—that's pretty special too. We had a good time. I don't know what was the best part at Hamvention. Maybe the mud wrestling in the flea market. Not sure, but there was a lot going
that.
On there.
How'd I miss that?
Oh, you missed that. You could have been part of it too. And we could have done a tag team match.
Yeah, the pig and the unicorn.
The pig in the uniform. Well, we have posted the Ham Nation forum video. If you want to see that, it's on the Amateur Logic YouTube group. I don't have the link here handy. I don't think we've got it on a slide. I posted it in the chat room a few moments ago, and hopefully Dan will pick it up and put it in the show notes there on the wiki. It was a good video. We got about an hour there. All your favorite Ham Nation folks, with the exception of Valerie.
This is the first time we've all been.
Yep. First time for all of us to be together.
Sorry, George. I was just bringing up the YouTube video so everybody could see it. That's what you're looking for.
Yep. And just go to YouTube, the Amateur Logic channel there, and you'll find it. It's right at the top of it right now. So we just needed somewhere to post it, and that was a quick and easy place to do it. So I hope you enjoy that. I know you will. Just go check it out. I really had a big time. I don't know what was my favorite. Well, I don't have it here. I got a number of smaller things at Hamvention this year. Different odds and ends, bits and pieces. Didn't really buy anything big, but nevertheless, I came back with quite a haul. I am minus a few gold PL259s now. We gave out a lot of those while we were there, but that's okay because I bought some backup stock, so I did bring some home as well. I tell you what, we'll be back in just a moment. But first, let's get a message from ICOM, who was a great sponsor here that, well, you might see around the internet, particularly on Facebook, some pictures of Luigi and Mario that look mighty suspicious.
Adventures await. A new radio, giveaways, and a trip to Japan. May is full of excitement at ICOM. You don't want to miss out. A compact and smart design, the ID4100A is the perfect D-Star companion for all the journeys ahead. Its intuitive interface, variety of operating modes, and Bluetooth capability make this the perfect D-Star option for adventure seekers. Integrated GPS receiver, new dot matrix display for enhanced DR mode and GPS information, terminal mode and access point mode, applications for iOS and Android devices, and a micro SD card slot for voice and data storage.
Calling all hams.
Enter the ICOM America Hams to Japan sweepstakes today for a chance to win an ICOM radio or even an unforgettable experience to attend the 2017 Tokyo Ham Fair. Make sure you come back and enter each week to be eligible for each radio drawing.
You don't want to miss out on this sweepstakes.
Visit ICOMAmerica.com/amateur for more information on ICOM radios.
And you can tune in and enter to win after each episode of Ham Nation. Go to ICOMAmerica.com/HamNation. Register to win some great swag prizes like T-shirts and hats. While you're there, learn how you could win in the monthly grand prize drawing for a new radio. And for May, that new radio is going to be the new ICOM ID4100A. VHF UHF entry-level D-Star mobile with big rig features. Does both analog and D-Star. Comes with a built-in GPS receiver, DV and FM near repeater search functions, micro SD card slot for voice and data storage, and there's a free Android app and iOS app available for download. So go to ICOMAmerica.com/HamNation. After this and each episode of Ham Nation, register to win. And don't forget that ICOM also has the Hams to Japan contest going on right now. You want to go register for that for sure. You can register each week, so be sure to do that. Someone's going to win a trip to the Tokyo Ham Fair. And you really want to do that. And since I can't enter, you should, because one of us needs to win it and go to the Tokyo Ham Fair. You know, that is one of the most amazing ham fests in the world. So you don't want to miss that. A couple of things I want to show you here before I give away something. This is probably the most expensive thing I bought at Hamvention. This is one of those RF adapter sets here that's, you know, got type ins, BNCs, SO239s, PL259s, and you can grab any two of these and use one of these little sections here in the middle to put it together, and you can make any kind of adapter you want. They're not super cheap. A friend of mine wanted me to pick him up one, though, and I got a good deal for buying two of them, so I had to pick me up one, too. So now I can make almost any kind of RF connection I need to, and probably some that I shouldn't. Another thing I got there, and I think probably a lot of the Ham Nation people got these, too. Remember we had on a special guest here from TV25.tv a while back? He showed us and talked about his TV station he'd put on the air. Well, he was giving away these, I assume it's UHF, since it's channel 25, a UHF TV antenna. It's just a little thin, flat, floppy. It looks like a sign, but you can't see it here because I don't have a light behind it. But I can see, looking back this way, there's a bow tie antenna that's printed inside of it. So that was another neat thing I got. And here's another really neat thing right here. This is called a spinner, and it's a 3D printed housing here with three sets of bearings around the outside and one on the inside. Boy, this will give you endless hours of fun right here. It's one of those things you just can't hardly stop playing with. So I appreciate getting that. And, you know, saw a lot of new things there at Hamvention this year as well. But, you know, it wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. I had a question that came out of Gordo's Amateur Extra Exam Study Guide. And this is on the extra exam. When scheduling EME contacts, which of these conditions will generally result in the least path loss? Was it when the moon is in perigee, or when the moon is full, when the moon is in apogee, or when the MUF is above 30 megahertz? Well, Jim Armstrong knew the answer to that, KW6JIM, and he said that it's when the moon is in perigee, and that's correct, Jim. So you're going to get your choice of one of Gordo's study guides. It can be the technician, the general, or the extra. Gordo will be in contact with you, and you just tell him what you want. He's going to hook you up there. So thanks for doing that, Gordo. And I owe that to Gordo. I need to give away his book after a photobomb he did to me at Hamvention that I should have brought the picture tonight, but I didn't. Anyway, I guess that does it for me here. So I am going to turn it to who? Well, to Bob.
I forgot to tell you about the coolest thing that happened at Dayton. It was the ARRL. We all went over, the hosts and a bunch of other people from the forum. And Tom Gallagher, the new CEO, did a salute to Ham Nation's 300. If you got that little video, it's just...
All right, everybody. 1, 2, 3. Thumbs up. 300.
That was great. Tom was going to be on with us tonight, but he, like quite a few others at the league, came down with strep throat. He couldn't hardly talk. So he'll be back on in a few weeks when he gets a feeling better. But I guess they must have picked up something. But thank you so very much, Tom, and all of you at the ARRL. We really appreciate your support here on Ham Nation. And Leo is very excited to have you letting people know about what we do here. And, of course, we constantly let people know about the ARRL. If you don't belong to the league, you have to. It is really moving forward now, and I want you to go up there and make it happen. But we just had one negative of the whole week. We didn't have Amanda. So, Amanda, you were there in spirit, I'm sure, but we all missed you very much.
Well, thank you, Bob. I really miss being there, too. And I'm sorry, I have some special guests that would love to jump in and say hello here. Oh, you might hear him. I have a new puppy dog. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. She's going to say hi. Look right here. Look right here. Oh, hi, baby. We have not named her yet. We're looking at some radio names. Maybe you guys can help us out. We're looking at like maybe Delta or Yagi, Zulu. Oh, here's Radio, though. He wants to say hello as well. Come here. Radio. Hi. Yes, they both want to say hello. Oh, we love you guys. Yes. Hi. Bye-bye. Sorry, they had to say hello, you guys. By the way, happy 300th, you guys. Oh, it's so great to be here. And I'm really sorry, Miss Dayton, but this is so special to have us all on here tonight. Thank you, Bob, for getting us all here. And if any of you guys weren't at Dayton and you missed the Ham Nation Forum, Tommy Martin recorded it, and it is online. And I encourage you all to watch it, because Bob did such a superb job of introducing everyone and explaining how they got on the show. And I love the words that you said about me, Bob. Thank you so much. That was really nice. And it was just fun to see you guys all there. So other than that, I don't really have any questions for tonight. I am getting some submitted via email, and I know that's part of the Ham Nation 300 challenge. So keep them coming and we'll get those on the air, and we'll get the host ask those questions. Other than that, just want to talk about how we're all going to be on our special events. I know Val also mentioned that. I'm going to be K0H, and you can probably find me. I think I've been asking a couple people to hold me a spot on 40 meters tonight. So I think you're going to be able to find me on 72. Let me look here. 7222.5. So 7222.5. Find me there after the show tonight. And it's been so spectacular to have 300 episodes. It's a great time. What do you think, Bob? Another 300?
Well, it's really something. I remember the first night that we came on, Leo said, "Hey, let's try this thing," and we did. And I called my best bud Joe Walsh. I figured, what's the best ambassador to ham radio but Joe? And I figured, man, we'll do a show or two. We did that one, and I called the other great ambassador, that of Gordon West. These are all great friends, and we thought, we'll do a couple of shows. And here we are, 301 in. Who would have thunk it? And all of the rest of the great hosts that's come along and really made this thing what it is. And it you listen to what's going on. There's a lot of these wannabe shows. And I tell you that publicly, they're wannabe shows. Nothing has the numbers, the excitement, and the meaning that Ham Radio does. Ham Nation does for ham radio. That's the whole thing. And we heard that time and time and time again. People that they either got back in the hobby, they were getting into the hobby, and they found Leo Laporte's Twit Network, and we have really helped them get their license. And so that's something that all the others, they're wannabes. I wish them well, but the excitement, the meaning, and the real knowledge is here. We've got some incredible people here. And we do have a little fun once in a while. So you got to know that, that's for sure. Greetings to the chat room. I wasn't able to watch there much tonight. And it was really good to see some of the chat room guys. I'm terribly sorry that I missed Chip. Old Chipstick, I can't believe I missed him, but I did. But it was so busy, and everybody was going every which way, and I'm sorry to miss him. Got to see Mike, the E3MIC. I got to see Mike and several other of you. I really appreciated you looking this all up. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up for 301. We'll come back with 302. I have some more guests that we couldn't get in here tonight, but they'll be back, and I look forward to catching you on the air, but I can't do it tonight because I have no radio. Can you believe we're in this great place with thousands of feet and there's no radios, but we build microphones for them. I need to put up an antenna, I guess. All of them are down at Pleasant Hope, and we're headed that way in the morning, so we'll be on all weekend. Thanks very much, Brian. Brian Burnett, you are just a gem because we shovel all this stuff into your wagon and you just roll along and make it happen. So thanks very much. And each and every one of you, I appreciate all of you, what you do, the hosts and everybody. But the most important are all of you that's watching, because without you, nothing happens. And we support the advertisers, and we support Leo Laporte and his great network here. And we're very, very happy about all of that. So 7-3, everyone. I will be back next week along with all of the other people, and we might have a couple more special guests. So be sure and watch. Get on the air and work, all of us, because we're going to be around. That's for sure. We will talk to you next week right here on the Twit Network with Ham Nation. Bye-bye for now.
Bye, everyone. Happy 300.